This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, Ms. Pat in studio with Float On plus Jessica Alsman. It's all coming up right after this.
I saw her standing in a corner with a corn dog in her hand. By the way, she took the first bite. I knew I was her man.
Yeah.
Never mind the lazy eye. She's got that look soft to the right. She can see behind her when there's danger at night. We got a corn dog. Love, rub-a-dub-dub, sitting in a tub. It's a kind of love that daddy's been dreaming of. Corn dog of love. Corn dog love.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Joining us in the studio, she is comedian Ms. Pat. And Ms. Pat's book is called Rabbit. It's her autobiography. Ms. Pat has had a fascinating life, and you can read all about it in her book. We got a picture of, if you're on the VIP camera, you can see it. I just grabbed my copy and put it right there. That's a nice picture of you, Pat, when you were a little teensy little girl. What are you, like 10 years old in that picture?
I don't think so.
Even younger?
No. I'm probably about six. What I like about this picture is that I finally grew into that forehead. That forehead was out there. Thank God for weaves and wig came along. Helped me to cover that because my bang was way back on top of that forehead.
Oh,
like
really?
I was about to jump off a cliff.
Now, also in the studio, we have Ace Chick, Josh Christie, and Miss Jessica. You've never met Pat before, have you?
I haven't, not really. I love you, Pat. I think you're so funny. Thank you.
Very I love funny. You, too.
Did you know that Pat had one of her nipples shot off?
I've heard that before. That's crazy.
Nobody tells that story but Tom.
It's just such an odd... It's just an unusual story that not everyone can say that they've had a nipple shot off, but it's back on, right? They put it back on.
It's there. It's like a, it's hanging like a, like a jewelry.
Why don't you show it to Tom?
So, so I can blind him.
Well, then he'll quit talking.
He'll never see no color one.
Well,
my areola is dark skinned.
Again, I am puzzled, but curious.
My Ariel, you know how fat girls' thighs throw together, they be extra black between the legs.
I was not aware of that. Is that a
boy? If I open my leg, it's a blackout.
Oh.
Trying to, You want to see Tom?
No, it's okay. Now, I asked you earlier, because we were talking about boats and yachts and Steph Curry arriving at his birthday party.
Yes, on a yacht.
And Pat, I asked you, this is a question I asked the comedian Gilbert Gottfried. You know, Gilbert, great comedian. I asked him if he could swim. He's from Greater New York. And a lot of people growing up in New York don't learn to swim.
No.
A lot of pools around. I asked him if he could swim. He said no. I asked you if you could swim, and you said what?
No.
And you said, what do you do in the water?
Float.
You are a floater.
Yes.
Cats, and my name is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry.
And I like a woman that loves everything and everybody.
Would be a whore, I think.
Yeah.
And you know what,
pretty much.
Yep.
If you feel that this is you, then this is what I want you to do.
I grew up on this, Tom.
Yeah.
Here it comes. You know why we're playing this?
Take my hand.
You got to spin her around and dip her now. That's what
yeah.
it's about.
Yeah.
That's the band, the Floaters.
Oh, that's nice.
And this is called Float On. Josh, do you remember the format?
Love with Larry.
And Larry.
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
float on.
Do you know how it goes? What is your sign?
Gemini.
Taurus.
Taurus. You were close, yeah. Christy. There's your odds, what, 1
so
in
12? So that was the, yeah, there's the format, the sign first, and then.
Do you have the blank?
My mom used to listen to this on 8-track.
Oh.
My mom had an 8-track in her pink Cadillac. Mm-hmm. We used to call it a pink panther. And the thing that have no shocks on it, we'd be in the back seat with no seatbelt on, just bouncing all
that's nice. Now, so you remember the format?
Which comes first, name or sign?
Sign.
Sign.
Okay.
So it would be Taurus, and my name is Josh.
Yeah.
And then, and I like a woman, or you know, whatever you're into, you can express it right there.
Whatever you're into, Josh.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. I'm a Taurus.
No.
What?
I see why you're single.
No.
What did I do wrong?
You just say your sign, and then get right to it.
Okay, so
my
no
name
Ima.
Is Josh.
No,
exactly.
Okay,
Ima it. Ruins it.
All right.
Ima.
That's what we're doing now?
Sorry.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Taurus.
Yeah.
My name is Josh.
Nice.
And I like a woman with dark areola.
Well, I'm here for you, baby. Dark meat ain't never dry.
Now, Christy.
You guys are.
Christy, this
dark meat ain't never dry,
I'm
Tom.
I'm not playing the game.
What'd you say?
Dark meat is never dry.
Dark meat is never dry.
Now, can we do something else?
I want Christy to take a turn. This is a, the
no,
show
no,
is
no.
fair.
Let me do it.
Let Pat
you
want to
do it? Now, you remember the format?
The sign.
Sign. Don't say I'm a.
I'm not going to say Emma.
Just. Just. You know how hard this is? Okay. Ready,
got
Pat?
I have an idea. I'm okay. Sitting right here.
Okay. Ms. Pat is our guest, and here we go.
Aries.
Aries? Oh, I mean,
hang on
okay.
a second. Could you a little more feminine? It sounds like. I mean, seriously, it sounded.
That's why I didn't want to do it, Pat.
I thought you were my Barry White voice.
It sounded kind of like your husband.
Do you have strep throat?
It was like
oh, that's my morning voice.
It starts and you go,
Eric. I like a man.
Okay, you have a very feminine voice, Pat. Okay. Just up at an octave. Here we go.
Okay. Aries. Stop.
Okay, now you're making. Now you're trying. Now you're making fun of me. Just in your normal sexy voice.
Oh, it's okay. Aries. What's the next?
My
one?
Name is Pat.
Aries. Oh, my name is Pat. Okay, and then you want to say what you like in a man?
Okay. Aries. My name is Pat, and I like an old rich white man.
Buy her something, Tom.
Okay, Jessica, you want to try?
Sure.
Okay, you know the format. Ready?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Scorpio. My name's Jessica, and I'm looking for a guy that can kill spiders for me. So I go.
Very nice,
Jessica. You ain't gonna get nobody.
Right?
Young here's people don't know how to look for good
that
meat.
That boyfriend of yours won't kill spiders.
Oh, he will.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, so you found them. You found him.
I did. Unless it's like 5 a.m. and I wake him up and he's like, it's your problem.
Really?
You got kids?
I'll do one.
No kids.
Don't have no kids.
No, Christy, are you ready for this?
Yes.
No, you're not going to ruin this for me, are you?
No.
Astrological sign, then.
I know how to play.
Okay.
Cancer. And my name is Christy. I just want a guy.
Well, okay. I think that does it.
How bad? There. How bad?
There
once
you
again,
go.
That's the
well, you do it, Tom,
the
to
floaters.
Me. You do it, Tom.
Tom, you got to do one.
Okay. But it's, oh, you want me to direct it at you?
Yes.
Taurus. what's the matter?
Already, very,
I feel like you calling. I feel like you calling me a bull.
That's, there was no soul in that.
Okay, sorry. Let me resurrect my soul here for a moment.
Okay.
Taurus, and my name is Tom.
Oh, right.
Perfect.
What's wrong with that?
It's extra white.
Yeah. She's correct. You're being
like extra white. Really, like
extra white is always dry.
Can you boy, sound you like you eat one. Chitlins, man?
I don't think I've ever had a chitlin.
I know, but can you sound like you eat chitlins?
Oh, no, aren't those are intestines,
they're
right?
They're intestines.
You'd lose your mind.
You take a hose and squeeze them.
They're really
them
good.
Yeah, I have had.
I don't eat them.
What do they go with typically?
Hot sauce.
No.
Greens?
Yes, I've had greens. Yeah, we eat.
Collard greens?
Why are you scratching your head? What do you eat? Not kale.
A friend of mine.
When you said, yes, I've had greens, it sounds like you've been in the lab. Yes, we've had greens.
A friend of mine keeps saying he wants to take me to traditionally, I guess, be called a soul food restaurant.
Sure.
Down in that area over that way.
That area.
You should let me take you. I'm gonna walk you into the restaurant.
That area.
I have a friend whose mom owns a soul food restaurant.
Yeah. Hey, let me take you, and I'm gonna walk in there and say, "Hey, everybody, he rich."
That is so dumb.
I mean, I could ask him if he wants all of us to go.
Oh, I'm in. I love soul food restaurants.
That might be weird having him walk in with like five.
No.
You think it'd be cool?
That's who eat it.
Hmm?
It's 2018. What are you doing?
You can eat it, Tom. Tom, you can eat it.
No, you can eat it. I'm sure it's
Are we allowed to sit in the same dining area? Is that
certainly, that's not the only I'd like water to be closet they have.
Should I bring my own silverware?
Should I be addressed as Mr. Tom?
No, you would not.
We have Ace now. We're good.
No, my friend would.
But you had me before Ace.
We have Ace now. We're good.
This is all happening around us. I feel like I'm at the center of this tornado.
You got numbers now.
Okay. Yeah, you got two. So got we should numbers. Go, Tom. We should really go.
No, I took you to have sushi for the
so
first time.
So you should go with me.
Don't be so dismissive. Did you enjoy the sushi or not?
Dismissive. those old nice words you learned in a book.
That was the famous lunch where we all sat down and I didn't realize.
Nice words.
Remember this? We all sat down. There were like 8 or 10 of us at this giant sushi place.
Oh, it was a different day.
Wasn't that the time where
no,
I sat down?
No, that was when you outed Spangle.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Not yet. Spangle somewhere is going, he didn't out me.
Yeah. Well,
what do you mean by
about
out?
Getting divorced. Nobody had told. He hadn't
I
told
thought he
anyone.
Told everybody he was getting divorced.
No.
Spangle getting a divorce?
He already did. Already this was did. Years ago.
Who is Spangle?
There you go.
You somebody, little dude?
Yeah, Chris.
You might like
Chris
him.
Was married. Who lost all the weight?
Yeah, he was married.
Mm. He ain't but like 18.
No,
he was married young. Yeah, he was.
No, she's thinking of.
I think he's. Yeah,
the larger point here is we need to move on.
The guy who
didn't play the game.
Hmm?
Yeah, you didn't do it.
You just stopped.
No, you didn't.
You didn't say what you want a woman. You said what kind of woman you're looking for.
You misdirected all of us, so we wouldn't.
Taurus.
Oh, sorry to bother you.
My name is Tom.
Sorry to bother you, Tom.
I want a woman who knows I've got a lot of things to do.
I'm your Stormy Daniels.
They call her Stormy Daniels, but Tuesday's they just as bad.
Stormy. I'm your Stormy. I'm a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the times when people would keep to their word? even if you are a whore.
You mean if you bought somebody and they stay bought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the previous topic, Ace. I don't want you to be concerned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I think, well, no, it's illegal to own people, but I think that goes without saying. But if we did, we have Ace, so we're okay now.
Tom, you can still buy black people. You just got to really pay up front this time. It's okay. It's legal. Well, how much you got, Tom? I'm here for
I'm
you.
I'm really not interested.
Oh, you're not interested because no. I float.
No. Have you ever even taken swimming lessons? Would you enjoy learning how to swim?
No.
It's good exercise.
My hair costs too much.
Well, you can't get it wet?
Yeah, but you don't want chlorine in this stuff.
How long does it take to take that thing off?
2 minutes. It's a wig this time.
Okay. It looks great. It looks kind of like Cher.
Cher? Mm-hmm.
It's how long it is. I mean,
yeah, I got to go get it cut. But
that goes,
know, I
mean, that goes well below. If you're standing up, would that hit your buttocks area?
Yeah, down the crack. Down, mm-hmm.
down the crack?
Yeah.
Down the old crack.
What term does one use referring to the backside of a lady in your world?
Did you hear that one, Josh?
Tom, how do you get women? Through the mail? Because you have no pickup lines. Jesus.
In your world, exists in some strange, far off land.
You know. Butt? Is that the word you use? Butt or booty?
ASS.
Ass, you can
yeah.
say ass.
Oh, ass, yeah. It's ass.
The hair goes down to your ass.
Yeah, you know, white men just got into ass. We been had ass. Y'all thought there was something wrong with ass, and now white women buying ass, and so ass is okay.
Mm-hmm. That went by very quickly, I think.
Mine don't flip inside out.
That sounds like a lesson you have to read at radio school.
Yeah.
Can you
mine's one? Still soft, too. A couple of potholes in it, but it's still soft.
Well, be careful. They're filling those all over town right now.
Mayor, can you help me get mine filled? I don't have potholes in my community. Everybody complaining about it, but I don't know. We don't have potholes. My friend hit one yesterday. Almost had an accident. I was like, come live where I live. They fix all the holes.
You live way out there.
Though. Mm-hmm. That's no holes, no potholes. They only put potholes at where you don't pay your taxes on time.
Really?
Well, they don't fix them. They don't fix them. Well, did you see the man who was swimming in the pothole? It was so big. Yeah, Google. It was a man swimming in the pothole because they wouldn't fix it.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that was a big one.
You couldn't swim in that because you can't swim. You could have floated in it.
Yeah, I could have floated in it.
Okay, that would have been good. Sagittarius. What was your
sign? Ace?
Aries.
Oh.
I'm waiting on Jack.
You got a nice voice.
I'm waiting on Ace.
Okay, Ace, you go first. Ready?
Go, Ace.
Virgo, and my name is Ace.
Oh, nice.
And I like a woman who knows what she's doing, because after about 3 drinks, I don't.
Ace got a sexy voice.
Uh-huh. Doesn't he, though?
Thank you.
He got a really radio voice. You got a sexy voice. Ace, you married?
No.
My sister is recovering crackhead. Are you all
right? Now we got a show.
Yeah, we do.
Is her last name, Hilton?
No. Maypop.
Christy, what have you got over there?
Random fact, courtesy of Mental Floss.
Well, did you see these chicks? Because I know you always send me stuff for Mental Floss.
I love Mental Floss.
They have like 150 random facts. Which one's this one?
Guinness estimates 93,000 liters of beer are lost in facial hair each year in the UK alone.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's gross.
How much again?
93,000 liters.
You got a six pack on your chin?
Huh.
You look like you got a six pack of Corona on your chin.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, Guinness particularly, I think.
I guess you got two on your chin.
Guinness is delicious.
That's just because I have a double chin.
I would wring my beard out to get some Guinness out of there.
Is it
absolutely.
The foam or is it the actual beard?
Does that include the stuff thrown into the face of Harvey Weinstein?
Oh, what was thrown at Harvey Weinstein?
Well, he was throwing. Never mind. Yeah, that's kind of gross thinking about. Wringing out your beard.
Well, you know what? That's different now because men really take care of their beards now. They take care of their beards like black women take care of their hair. My husband got all kind of beard products sitting on the shelf.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got a beard. He ain't got no hair, but he got a beard.
Mm. He got beard oil and those beard combs.
All kind of stuff. Yeah, he put coconut oil in it.
Mm. No kidding.
His beard smelled good.
Does your husband feature any... bodily hair on his private areas?
Oh, you really want me to ask that? After that, will his coworker listen to us this morning? Are you trying to make me get divorced? You want me that bad? You want me in divorce court? Huh? Are you crazy, Tom? You want me to tell everybody what's floating around my husband downstairs? I don't know, Tom. Okay. I ain't seen it in a while.
That's the correct answer, I guess. I was just curious. I mean, because if he spends that much time on his beard, I was wondering if he was equally...
You know, I got your number. I'm going to send you a picture.
Yes. Oh. Please do, yeah.
Yes, send Tom a picture of your husband's wang.
He looked like Nicki Minaj's boyfriend.
I want to be there when you open it up.
Don't do it on your phone. Do it on your iPad.
It's that big.
It won't fit on your phone. Of course.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.